Welcome back. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Kenji Kawai is a prolific and dynamic composer who has composed music for many anime series and live-action series. Mr. Kawai is arguably most known for his work in the original anime movie Ghost in the Shell. This half hour, we'll have an exclusive interview with Kenji Kawai. But first, let's listen to some of the music that he composed for Ghost in the Shell. Here's Kenji Kawai with Uta 1, Making of Cyborg. That will be followed by Access.
Thank you.
An exclusive interview with Mr. Kenji Kawai is coming up right after this next piece of music that Mr. Kawai composed for Ghost in the Shell, the original Japanese animated movie. Here's Night Stalker.
Hi, I'm Kenji Kawai, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
Joining us right now is Mr. Kenji Kawai, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
I'm very happy to have this chance to be interviewed on this program. Thank you.
Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
はい、子供の頃から音楽はとても興味ありました。僕の父が映画のサウンドトラックが大好きで、よく聴いていたので、それに影響されたんですね。
Yes, I've been interested in music since I was a child. My father loved to listen to movie soundtracks, and I listened together with him all the time. In that way, I was influenced by my father's taste in music.
Please, tell us about your musical studies and training.
I didn't really study music. For a limited period of time, I was a student of a music school. But I was too busy hanging around with girls. What a shame. As a result, I quit that school in half a year.
Who are your musical influences? What music do you like to listen to?
僕が最も影響を受けた作曲家は、バート・バカラックです。
The artist I am most influenced by is Burt Bacharach. There are a lot of artists I've been influenced by. Burt Bacharach, Carole King, Quincy Jones, Earth, Wind & Fire, Santana, Lee Ritenour, Dave Grusin, and a lot more. And I love each and every one of these artists, even today.
Dave Grusin とか、もう本当に多くのミュージシャンから影響を受けましたし、未だに大好きですね。
How and when did you decide to pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
When I was young, I never thought about becoming an artist or songwriter. I majored in nuclear engineering at a university, but I realized that the classes were too difficult for me to follow, and I quit the school in a year and a half. Feeling sorry for my parents, I started thinking about becoming a music teacher. A little while later, I became a student of a music school, though I was too busy thinking about girls, as I already mentioned previously. And this time, I quit the school in 6 months. At the same time, I found a poster advertising a band competition at the rehearsal studio where my band often practiced, and we became one of the contestants. Luckily, we won that competition. After that, I started to get more chances to work on band projects. Again, my dream changed, and my goal became to develop into a studio musician like Lee Ritenour. However, I had more opportunities to work on arrangements and songwriting for the band, and that was how I became a songwriter. Everything happened and linked coincidentally. Each happy coincidence led me to becoming a songwriter.
Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
I am not one who can create a song from a completely blank white canvas. In other words, I can't write a song without any hint. For example, a movie can be a good inspiration to start from and build up the image of a song. That is the reason I still have not produced my original solo album. I always have black tea right next to me when I work on my song writing project. And though I know this is not good for my health, tobacco is somewhere around me also.
Interesting. How did you become involved with composing music for anime?
最初僕の音楽を認めてくれたのがアニメの音響制作会社の方で、その会社でもって押井守さんを紹介していただきました。で、押井守さんの仕事をやってからアニメの仕事が増えたんだと思います。
The person who discovered my ability to write songs was from an animation music company, and he introduced me to Mr. Mamoru Oshii. After working on a project together with Mr. Oshii, I got more opportunities to work on animation projects.
Please tell us about the scoring process behind a production such as Vampire Princess Mew. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved? Do you get to see the animation ahead of time?
For example, in the case of Vampire Mew, The scenario came out first, and then continuity. A brief sketch of the anime and characters was written. After the music director announced the menu of the music, it was my turn to get involved in the project. Then we had meetings and talked about more detailed and concrete images of the songs, which would maximize the potential of the animation.
You also composed the music for the series Maison Ikkoku, a personal favorite of mine. Please, tell us about what your experience was like producing music for that series.
Most of the time, the pictures were created last, which means it was impossible for me to see the animation before it aired, and of course, before I wrote the song. However, sometimes there were exceptions. In the case of Maison Ikkoku, I became involved in the second season, so I could watch the first season and view the images before I started writing songs for the following series.
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
Recently, I wrote songs for the Hong Kong movie Ip Man 2 and the British movie Chat Room, directed by Japanese director Mr. Hideo Nakata.
こちらもやらせていただきました。 Where can people find out more about your music?
そうですね、結構難しい。
I think it's quite difficult. There are some songs released only in Japan, aired only on TV, and songs not released in a CD format. I've heard many songs are available to listen to on YouTube. I'd appreciate it if you could try some research and listen to some more of my songs.
どうか探してみてください。
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
いつか、皆さんとどっかでお会いできたらなと思います。
I hope I might be able to see you all sometime in the future.
Thank you.
That was Kenji Kawai with Floating Museum, as heard in the original Japanese animated movie Ghost in the Shell. It was a lot of fun to share with you an exclusive interview with Mr. Kenji Kawai tonight. Here's Uta 3 Reincarnation by Kenji Kawai.
Ah,
The second half of the J-Pop Exchange will commence right after this break.